I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian. I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your source for the information and inspiration that we hope can help you start, manage, and grow your successful business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And let me check the episode odometer. Yes, indeed, this is episode 278.
That is good that it's 278.
Why is that?
Because last week was 277.
Yeah, we don't decrease. Time has an arrow and we're pointing in the right direction. Well, Brian, we do have some questions, as we always do every week, coming up at the end of the episode, and some of them are interesting questions, so you want to stay tuned.
And do we have any guests this week?
We do. We have our good friends Paul and Faith Vanek, the founders and the owners of an app called My Reseller Genie, and I asked them to come back on because this is the time of year where everyone's getting ready to put their books from last year together, their numbers, so that they can accurately fill out their tax forms for 2023 by April 15th.
Yeah, I've met them twice now, both times in Las Vegas at the Boss Reseller Remix.
We finally had a chance to sit down and talk, and we'll be hearing that interview in a little bit. But first, as always, I have to check in with you. Is there any news?
Well, good news about some shipping rates. In addition to the rate changes implemented on January 21st, you can now save even more on Ground Advantage. Rates have decreased for packages between 1 and 20 pounds, which could save you up to $2.12 depending on the package weight and zone. And if you haven't done so before, this would be a good time to visit the eBay shipping calculator, where you can get real-time, up-to-date pricing on all shipping services. And we'll put the link in the transcript, but it's ebay.com/SHP/calculator.
And it's worth checking out because you can actually test any packaging, weight, and dimensions scenario for all of the different options for class of service and carrier and get an idea of what that's going to cost from one zip code to another. This is an interesting bit of news when you hear one of the questions that comes up at the end in the You Got Questions segment. It's fitting. It was good timing.
And wise to do that kind of research ahead of time instead of just guessing which service to provide.
I love Ground Advantage, and I love this news about the rates. There's a little price war going on, I think, between the carriers.
Although it's interesting because it's kind of probably the place where Postal Service makes money, because first-class mail is a money loser.
Anyway, well, that's that for this week's news, and now it's time to go visit with Paul and Faith and find out more about My Reseller Genie.
Great.
There's a lot of things about eBay tools that have changed and been added to in the last 25 years plus that I've been at eBay. But depending on the type of business you're running, you may need more robust tools. For example, tools for business accounting, or maybe even help with inventory management. Now, there's a handful that I know of, at least, that are third party, and I have very limited experience with them. And our guests are the creators and owners of My Reseller Genie, Paul and Faith Vanek. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having us here, Chris.
Thank you for joining us. Paul, what is My Reseller Genie?
My Reseller Genie is a accounting bookkeeping software that's built specifically for resellers. Think of us kind of like QuickBooks, but we only care about resellers.
And Faith, how long has My Reseller Genie been available to sellers?
Just over 3 years. We actually started out as a pretty robust spreadsheet that Paul created. But after about, more like 6 months into that spreadsheet, we realized that in order to help more resellers, we really needed to go web-based. So about 2.5 years ago, we started developing that software and we launched it 2 years ago. But yeah, we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary of My Reseller Genie online.
My Reseller Genie, web-based service, you can subscribe, I suspect?
Yes, that's correct.
Are there different levels of subscription?
There are. Currently, all of our plans are monthly, and they range from $9.99 a month to $19.99 a month.
That sounds affordable.
Very affordable.
And Faith, in putting the product together and bringing it to market, how much was eBay a part of that consideration in building out My Reseller Genie?
It was pretty substantial, actually. So the first person that we got on board to kind of help just share about like what My Reseller Genie was a major eBay seller and influencer in the community. And so he was kind of like one of the ones that was like pushing us to go web-based because he's like, hey, you know, like a lot of my following is eBay. And obviously eBay is one of the biggest selling platforms out there. And it was pretty substantial there. And we're really excited. I mean, like most of our, well, you know what? We should actually take a poll, Paul, in our users group and just see how many people are eBay. It's definitely the majority. I mean, you know, a lot of people are on other platforms in addition to eBay, but I'd say the majority of our users are eBay.
And Paul, we should make it clear that My Reseller Genie is not eBay dependent. It's actually built so that it can accommodate most other marketplaces as well.
Right. Yeah. Just the nature of reselling today is people are on so many different platforms. So it is compatible with all platforms. But I will say we have a great eBay integration. eBay's got a wonderful public API. And so we're able to get some really great data pulled in and associate it. And we're really grateful for that.
A lot of people might be listening and thinking, why would I need something to help manage this? And they're usually the same people that say, I'm so anxiety ridden because I'm about to sit down and do my taxes for the year and it's a mess. So to what extent has that sort of mindset driven this product?
If I can, Griff, let me just share kind of how and why we started My Reseller Genie, because it ties into answering your question exactly. I have been a reseller now for just over 7 years, and I fell in love with it very, very quickly. I started going sourcing at Goodwill and all that, and I was like, this is amazing. You know, I can go shop whenever I want to and then sell things and flip it for a profit. Then I branched to eBay and other marketplaces as well. Just loved it. However, my first tax season as a reseller rolled around, and for those of you who don't know, my husband, Paul, here, he is actually an accountant.
That helps.
Yes, it does. But I should have been a better accountant's wife and actually like had my numbers in order. And I did not, Griff. It was really, really terrible. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say I spent about 3 months. It felt like 3 months of pulling out my hair in tears during tax season because I didn't have the information that I needed. Let me step back from that. It wasn't necessarily that I didn't have the information. It was that I didn't know what information I should get. It was very confusing to me and just kind of felt like this, you know, as soon as you hear that word, you are almost start having a panic attack. And so Paul, he came home from work one night and he saw how stressed his poor wife was. And he's like, gosh, I got to help this girl. So thankfully, he came to my rescue and he built me a very basic spreadsheet, actually. I got all my information plugged in. And from then on, I was like, I'm going to be updating this bad boy, you know, every single day of the year so that I don't have to run into this again. And it was really, really helpful for me. Now, at that time, again, I was kind of in the beginning of my reseller career, and I was a part of different Facebook groups for resellers. And I was hearing that I wasn't the only one who was kind of traumatized by taxes and accounting. It was almost like every other post I was reading, especially during tax season, people were just freaking out. They didn't have the correct tools that they needed. And even if they did, it didn't seem like there was great support or great instructions on how to use those and all that. I just remember kind of putting a bug in Paul's ear. Babe, I don't even remember the first time that I asked you about this, but I was like, honey, like maybe we could share this spreadsheet with people because it seems like a lot of people need it. And he was kind of like, yeah, uh-huh. You know, like that could be good. Paul's a very deliberate, methodical person. And I'm kind of more like, woo, let's do this. But I could tell, you know, it was kind of just hanging out there in the back of his head. So fast forward a couple of years, COVID hit. And Paul did not lose his job, but he did lose a couple of hours in his job. And so he was looking around trying to supplement the income. And I will never forget this, Griff. I was standing in our kitchen and I looked at him and I was like, Paul, maybe now's the time to kind of just get this out to the reselling community. And I didn't think he was going to, you know, think twice about it, but he did. He paused and he looked at me and he's like, yeah, maybe. And so fast forwarding, he spent all summer long coding a gorgeous Microsoft Excel spreadsheet in VBA. We launched that in, I think, September, sold about 500 copies. And then that's when we kind of realized, hey, as great as our spreadsheet is, people don't like spreadsheets. So we need to go web-based so that we can help more folks. That's kind of how we got started.
Does My Reseller Genie have a mobile app yet, or is that in the future?
Yeah, that's still in the future at this point. It's definitely something that people ask for, and we think it's a important thing to add for convenience. Can't be like the foundation of an accounting app, but definitely an important value add.
Did you research a lot of seller activity in building and enhancing the product?
Yeah, in terms of building the product, it was great that we could start as a spreadsheet because that kind of helped to validate the idea. And we were able to get beta testers and say like, hey, you know, here's what we're thinking. And what do you think? And so we were able to get feedback and kind of iterate on the idea with a spreadsheet. And so by the time we got to having enough money that we could pay to develop an app, it was like, all right, well, we know where we need to start. And then since that time, we've just been growing and building and iterating just step by step. We really listen to our customers because that's the people we're serving. So we need to build the product to them.
What were some of the common or most popular requests that you heard from sellers when you were building out My Reseller Genie?
A big one was integrations, eBay integration. Like that was at the top. And so that's what we prioritized. There's been so many smaller things that folks have asked for. Consignment tracking, not that that's necessarily a small one, but we've been asked to do consignment tracking. And that's actually a feature that we launched a couple months ago. So we're really excited about that one.
Consignment is turning out to be a big part of the podcast. More and more sellers are looking at it as a potential other business model because they don't have to go out and find the inventory. The inventory finds them.
Yes.
That's a lot of time savings.
So there is an active, lively discussion going on among some employees, myself included, who are active sellers on the site and the product team about the importance of things like cost of goods sold. Is that something My Reseller Genie provides?
Cost of goods sold. I mean, reselling businesses revolve around inventory. And so when we first started out, I had faith using what a lot of resellers call the accrual inventory method, which is
as opposed to the cash.
Right. Yeah. So accrual inventory method, you expense the inventory when you sell it. Cash inventory method, you expense it when you buy it.
Right.
My Reseller Genie started out being kind of specialized towards the accrual method sellers. And we wanted to make that process easy just because the data tracking is kind of difficult, figuring out how do I do this in such a way that I can rebuild beginning inventory balances, ending inventory balances, purchases during the year. That was our initial focus. Like, how do we solve that? How do we make that easy? We just give people, here's a form, put in the information, we'll do the math. And then we evolved. Once GoDaddy Bookkeeping went out of business, that's when we kind of started evolving in the direction of being compatible with the cash inventory method as well. Because we got a whole bunch of people coming in from them who are like, hey, I need to track using the cash method and it's just not really working for me here.
My accountant told me that you're not constrained about which method you want to use. And in fact, if you let them know, you can change methods as well. Is that true? I hope my accountant isn't getting it wrong. So,
So Not Your Dad's CPA, Mark, I think you've met at Boss before. He's done a lot of research into this topic. And he's got a great article and video around this topic that if people are interested, you should check it out. But that was his conclusion as well, is that it's a viable method for resellers now.
Okay.
But there are some stipulations about how you need to manage your business. So like one of which was that I remember very clearly is if you're using the cash inventory method, you can't keep an inventory with like costs assigned to your items because that disqualifies you from using cash inventory method. Yeah.
And we should stop here because we're starting to get deep into the actual and use our standard disclosure, which is in cases like this, if you have questions, your best course of action is to find and work with a tax or accounting expert and not rely on me. But it's unusual to find any accounting tool that will accommodate both cash and or accrual methods. Is that what My Reseller Genie does now?
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to specify, like, what I've been talking about is specifically related to inventory.
And to inventory, exactly.
Yeah. So like cash and accrual, some people get confused because it's like, well, there's a more global way to reference your business with cash and accrual. Even if you're using the accrual inventory method, a lot of resellers are going to be cash overall. It's just accrual in that one part. But yeah, we do support both just because like you got to do it if you're going to serve the market.
One of the things that you're most proud about is your customer service.
When Paul and I originally created My Reseller Genie, we decided from the get-go that we were going to be very strong in our customer support because we really care about this community. We've invested a lot into this community, and we want that to show, especially in how we care for our customers. So we answer all emails and all Facebook and Instagram direct messages within 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There are no breaks there. If you reach out to us, we will respond to you. We have a help center in the app, so you can look up articles there. We have a dedicated YouTube channel. It's just My Reseller Genie with instructional videos. And we also do live demos of the software and how to get set up multiple times a year. We have a Facebook group for our users. So if you use My Reseller Genie and you're not in that group yet, we highly recommend it because you can troubleshoot with other users. You can talk about the software and how you're utilizing it and also troubleshoot with us as well.
Are there any features that you really want to point out right now to your potential audience here?
I would highlight a couple things because the last time we spoke, we just came out with the eBay integration and we've had a lot of time to refine that and really get it to be helpful for a lot of people. Just overall, that process is a lot smoother. Things pull in. We have a report that like allows you to reconcile my reseller Genie to eBay very easily, just a couple clicks. And after we kind of figured out how do we want to build integrations using eBay, we just recently built a Poshmark integration as well, which follows the same principles and it's uniform with the eBay integration.
So Faith, if somebody's interested in my reseller Genie, is there a free trial service as well?
Currently, we do not have a free trial. However, we have the next best thing, and that is a 14-day money-back guarantee. Go to our website, and we have it written in bold right there under the pricing page, and you know, sign up. And if for whatever reason you're unhappy, just shoot us an email, and we will refund you right away. So it's basically like a free trial if it doesn't work for you.
And where do people go to learn more and maybe download and or sign up for the subscription service?
Just www.myresellergenie.com or just type in reseller genie, seller genie, even like we've come up in some search results there. But yeah, my reseller genie.
You mentioned when we were off the air that you had a promotional coupon for anyone who's thinking of trying my reseller genie.
Yes. So the code is just going to be eBay and you will get 30% off your first month if you use that code.
I want to thank you both for joining us this week and I wish you best of luck with my reseller genie. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Faith.
Thank you so much, Griff.
Thank you so much.
Paul and Faith Vanek are the founders and operators of a company called My Reseller Genie. They offer a product that can help you both in your accounting for your businesses on eBay and other platforms, as well as some help with inventory management as well. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Griff.
Many listeners to this podcast consider you and I to be the ultimate eBay experts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're talking about you, Griff, not me.
Oh, no. They include you as well, always.
But you're the real expert.
I'm not as expert as you might think, Brian. eBay is an exciting and effective platform for starting an online business. We all know that. But there's no getting around the fact that it can be very complicated.
It is. What with all the tools, features, services, and policies? But you always have the answers. So I've always assumed that you have all that info stored in your noggin.
Oh, Brian, please. There's simply no way that my old and frail brain could hold all that information. That's why eBay's help pages are my daily go-to when looking for answers to seller questions.
Ah, but anyone can visit the eBay help pages to find answers to their questions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to make our podcast irrelevant?
Absolutely not. So many sellers actually don't use the help pages to find answers to their questions, and I thought we should tell them about it because it would be a disservice to all sellers if we didn't encourage them to use them.
And it's so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just click help and contact at the top of any eBay page. Then search by category or enter a keyword that relates to your query. Scroll through the return page titles and click the one that matches your question.
Exactly. The help pages should be your first choice when you have a question. Why not try it right now and see for yourself?
eBay's help and contact pages.
A mother load of eBay knowledge at your fingertips.
You got questions?
We got answers. And our first question this week, Brian, is about, just like we said at the top of the hour, rising shipping rates. I'll read this one this week, if you don't mind.
Knock yourself out.
Okay, I will. This is from eBay seller Lowell of Blue Apples, LLC. He sent this to podcast@ebay.com. Hi, Griffin Brian. I'm a new listener. Just got turned on to your show a couple weeks ago. You guys offer some great advice.
Thank you, Lowell.
I think just some people might disagree. But anyway, I find myself answering questions with you sometimes. My name is Lowell, and I'm the owner of Blue Apples, LLC. I've been a seller since 2000 and opened a proper store about 7 years ago. We specialize in makeup, beauty, and skincare reselling. We offer free shipping on all our items with an average selling price of about $37, although we do sell plenty of items under $20. Over the past few years, as you know, postage has continued to creep up, and now I'm definitely noticing, thanks to the eBay selling tools, with the volume we are doing, it's really cutting into our bottom line. My question is, how should we proceed moving forward to get some of that profit back? Should we raise our prices by a couple dollars per item? Should we now start charging for shipping? Should we just charge like $2 shipping to make up the difference? Any advice would be great. Thank you. P.S. Like I said, I've been selling for 24 years, specializing in makeup and beauty sales. If you need an expert in this field, I'd be happy to help. We've seen it all. Believe me. Thanks again, Lowell.
I bet over 24 years he has seen it all.
Well, Lowell, you know, some of us who host a podcast are at that certain age where skin treatments and other beauty things start to look really attractive as options. So you never know. Anyway, so there are a lot of things you can do, Lowell. And I have to start off by saying shipping rates have been going up since the day eBay launched in 1995. That's just the general direction that shipping rates go in.
But not because of eBay.
No, it's just inflation. Everything goes up. Very few things go down. I mean, over time, you know, there's fluctuations.
And Lowell, all businesses adjust their prices to absorb the cost of doing business. This is true for all businesses, including those on eBay.
Yeah. So if you have to add a few more dollars to your prices, do so. Keep in mind that, you know, you want to make sure you're still competitive with sellers of the same merchandise. But remember that when there's an increase in any cost of doing business, like a shipping rate, it doesn't just affect you. This is actually impacting all businesses, all sellers on eBay, including your competitors. So they're faced with the same pricing pressures as you.
Yep, good point. And one thing that he could always do is test. Look at your competition. Are they charging? And you're free. You could test 5% of your inventory with a charge and see how does that sell compared to the stuff that you continue to do free. If it moves, then it's another way to pass on the ship cost. So you've got some levers you can pull.
You can also try a balancing act. I know some sellers who do this, they'll set up a flat shipping rate rule. So instead of it being calculated, they're just going to add a flat rate and it's going to be something really inexpensive. So they're going to take a little bit of the cost of shipping based on averages over time and maybe fold that into the item price. But instead of folding the entire cost of shipping as a calculation into the item price, they're just going to fold a little bit. And then they're going to say everything in this listing, you know, the charge is $1.50 flat rate shipping. That's another thing that you can try that can keep you competitive and attractive to buyers as well. And like anything, as we always do, Brian, we always suggest you test. So take a few listings and test out different strategies to see which one is going to work with your buyers.
Good advice.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes, Lowell. We always like to know how our advice actually plays out in real life when it comes to the actual implementation by sellers.
Well, our next question is from eBay seller John, who writes, "Hello, Griffin Brian. This is John, your biggest fan. I'm 6'7" tall." He may be our biggest fan. "I've been selling on eBay since 1998, and I've always used the PC interface purely out of habit, and don't use the native or mobile interface for posting listings. When I look at my selling page under the listings tab, there's an item there for inventory and then one for active. The latter shows all my items currently live in the store. The empty inventory link is confusing. Could you tell me what that is used for? Do I need it? How do I fill it? I have over 1,400 active items in my store, yet nothing in inventory. Thanks for your help. Yours in net gains for 2024. John, also known as Stetbooks, is his user ID."
That's interesting. We get this question occasionally, and I think it was episode 121, a long ways back, where we actually talked about this as a question. So it's been a while, so we'll readdress it. That feature that John noticed, that's called inventory, is completely separate from active listings. And it's a type of listing tool, really. And its intention was for people who have skewable merchandise. So a lot of sellers on eBay, including our audience, sell one-of-a-kind items that they thrift or buy a real estate or liquidation. But a lot of people actually sell products that are all identical, and they may have an ongoing relationship with a supplier or a vendor. And rather than have to create products from scratch, you can use the inventory tool to create what's called a product from which you can then create listings. This was a tool that was built for those kind of sellers way back more than 15 years ago. It's been around for quite a while. In the meantime, what's happened is that same team built something called Listing Templates, which is also an option in Seller Hub under the Listings tab where you see active. You have listing templates that you can pick from. I have created, I think, about 20 of these that I can use when I have specific types of items. And those work very well for me. But if you don't have the kind of merchandise that is skewed, you know, skewable, SKU, the inventory tool isn't probably going to be something that is worth examining. However, it's not difficult to play around with it. If you click on the inventory tool, you said it was empty, but there'll be a button there that says create product. Try it and see what it does. You can set up a bunch of products in what's called a folder hierarchy, and within each product, you can create their templates based on that product. I remember when it first came out, I tried using it for my shirt inventory, which was still one of a kind, but it was before we had listing templates, and I used it for a little bit to create my version of listing templates where I didn't have to fill out an entire listing form. I knew that it was going to be, for example, a specific brand shirt. Let's just use Tommy Bahama. And I had different sizes. And that way, at least, it took some of the repetitive work, data entry, and creating a listing. It took it out of the picture. The thing about inventory, though, and this is where it really works well for skewed merchandise, is it keeps track of the quantities for each product so that you know if you're running out of a live listing and you were indicating that there were, say, 10 items and you have 100 items, you can indicate that in the inventory product template. And every time you list and you put a quantity, it will decrease that amount. So it's a way of keeping track of the number of products that you have. But again, it's really, really built for people that are selling actual skewable products. Yeah.
Multi-quantity SKUs.
Exactly. That's two questions. Our last question this week, Brian, it's a short week, but this is an interesting question because I think sellers run into this. It's about discrepancies for a shipment's delivery status, and eBay seller Rick sent this in. He says, I need a question answered, and I sent an international package to London. The buyer received the package 4 days ago. However, the shipping status says delivered to postal agent, not delivered. Is this normal for international shipping? No, I don't think it's normal.
Rick, it's not uncommon for delivery updates for a shipment to be delayed. If the buyer says that he received the item in a message to you through eBay, you can ask him to leave you appropriate feedback indicating they received the item.
Yeah, and if you have a message, that also is an indication. eBay doesn't usually take any action unless the buyer complains and says the item hasn't been received. But in any event, the most important thing in a situation like that is that the buyer has told you they have received the item. That's the important thing. And our advice is not to worry about the delivery status for this particular item. It should update eventually, but even if it doesn't, the buyer has the item. I wouldn't worry.
Yeah, definitely. Would not worry.
If the item didn't show as delivered, then you have something to worry about. My question to you, though, Rick, is, was this an eBay international shipment or was this something you shipped on your own? Because with eBay international shipping, you only have to deliver to the hub in Chicago. And then once it shows delivered there, your responsibilities are done. So if you haven't checked it out, when you sell something, consider using the eBay International Shipping Program so that actually takes this possibility right out of the equation. As long as the tracking shows that it was received at the domestic hub, which currently is in Illinois, then you don't have to worry. eBay takes responsibility from there.
Good advice, Griff.
Well, that's it, Brian. That's our three questions for this week.
And if you would like us to answer one of your questions or get some good advice from Griff
and Brian
here on the eBay for Business podcast, call us on 888-723-4630.
Come on, Brian, give yourself some credit.
I do answer some questions sometimes.
You do, and you have some great insights.
24 years.
24 years, my heavens. Where does the time go? I mean, that's a lifetime. 888-723-4630. Call us any time of the day, any day of the week. You can leave a question or comment on that voice line, and we'll answer it for you.
And if you're not a call-on-the-phone person, you can email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
And now it's time for your three-point podcast checklist. Number one,
check the announcement board at ebay.com/announcements for up-to-date seller news every day.
Number two, this is the perfect time of year to start getting your last year's business numbers in order and ready for April 15th. Don't put it off. You'll breathe a lot easier if you get the work done in advance of the deadline. And number three,
need to review anything in this episode? It's easy. Check the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to find the links we referenced during the episode.
And on our next episode, we'll talk to one of our favorite sellers. She's the founder, one of the founders of Consignment Chats. Libby Brogy will be joining us to talk about the status of her consignment business and also a few other little selling tips and tricks that she has. Always great to talk to Libby.
Looking forward to that one next week. We'd like to again thank our guests this week, Faith and Paul Vanek of My Reseller Genie.
And as always, the eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.